You are listening to Viewpoints from PlaceCloud. Cultural researchers tell stories of places from around the world. For the full multimedia experience and to support the creators you enjoy, visit placecloud.io.
Numerous land speed records have been achieved at Bonneville. On the vast and flat natural pavement of salt, the 300, 400, 500, and 600 mile per hour land speed barrier were all broken here over the years. Located in northwestern Utah, the Bonneville Salt Flats span over 30,000 acres and are named after Benjamin Bonneville, a U.S. Army officer and explorer. This surreal landscape of white salt crust has become a mecca for speed enthusiasts and racing aficionados from around the world. One of the most iconic moments in the history of the Bonneville Salt Flats Raceway was when the Blue Flame, a rocket-powered four-wheeled vehicle, set a remarkable land speed record of 631.4 miles per hour in 1970. This record held firm for more than a decade and marked the last of the major high-speed records set at Bonneville. The land speed racing community holds this achievement in high regard, as it represents an era of pioneering technology and unyielding ambition. Land speed records are classified in a number of ways, and the current official land speed record, which requires a speed sustained over a mile in distance, is held by the jet-powered car Thrust 2. This record-breaking vehicle achieved over 700 miles per hour at the Black Rock Desert in Nevada, highlighting the ongoing quest for higher speeds in other suitable locations as Bonneville's surface conditions change. Today, the Bonneville Salt Flats face significant challenges. The raceway, which spends much of the year submerged underwater from rainfall and melting snow, is slowly disappearing, and many racers are finding alternative locations like the Black Rock Desert and other dry lakes to continue their speed trials. The once vast, hard-packed salt surface has diminished from 15 miles in length in 1950 to just 10 miles today. Moreover, the quality of Bonneville's surface has deteriorated, raising concerns among the racing community. Recognizing the importance of this historic site, a project to restore the hard-packed salt has been initiated by the chemical company that mines the flats and the Bureau of Land Management, which owns the land. This collaborative effort aims to replenish the salt and preserve the raceway for future generations of racers and enthusiasts. The restoration project represents a glimmer of hope that Bonneville Salt Flats Raceway can continue to be a symbol of speed, innovation, and enduring human spirit.